This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley.
Yes.
Getting to harvest.
It's getting bitter cold.
Harvest, but we're getting to the what we think of as harvest season. You get it in November, you start thinking, everything turns to orange and brown. You start to get that harvest Thanksgiving
feel.
The more
fall, yeah.
Yeah, deeper into fall. Not the brightly colored leaves. Now it's mostly the dead fallen on the ground. Uh-oh, got to rake them up
leaves. Somebody rake my leaves for me.
That's right. Yeah, it's kind of that way. I think there are a lot of folks out there that would love to be able to find someone to do that these days.
Yeah.
We haven't had quite enough wind to blow them all into the neighbor's yard. We always used to joke about that. It's, oh, the wind's not bad in the fall. At least blows the leaves into the neighbor's yard. It's their problem.
Until you get
well, but the guy on the other side, his leaves are blowing into, it's, you know, it's a vicious cycle anyway.
Yeah.
Just have to deal with it. I wish they'd come up with a better way. Because rakes really aren't, those aren't back friendly.
No, no, not at all. And then you always have to pick them out anyways because then they get stuck in all your prongs and that and yeah.
Yeah, we used to live in a place where we also had a very large old-growth pin oak tree. So every usually drop the acorns every other year. But, yeah, you'd have those laying around. Not so much now, because a lot of times they wouldn't drop until February. But either you're going to rake them in the fall or you're going to rake them in the spring, one or the other.
Oh, yeah, because then we have something like that, because then the squirrels get after them and you find the shells all over. And so when you're going to mow in the summertime, with a push mower, you really got to watch your legs.
Yeah.
Because those things hurt.
Yes, they do. Yeah, it's just, you know, it's but it's a fun time of the year for a lot of different things. You know, we're starting to transition now. The high school sports seasons are starting to transition from the fall sports to the winter sports. You know, football's wrapping up. Volleyball's wrapping up. Cross country is now completed. So kids are starting to now start to focus on things like basketball and wrestling and things like that. So, yeah, all of a sudden we're starting to transition from the outdoors to the indoors.
To hibernate, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Hibernation season is
kind
of here.
Bring on the soups.
That kind of is, you know, and you look at some of the things that are going on around the area, and we're starting to turn that focus now. You know, we had Halloween. Thanksgiving is coming up, but as we all know, Thanksgiving is more or less a forgotten holiday anymore.
Well, yeah.
Veterans Day is the next holiday coming up. Of course, that'll be coming up here this next Tuesday. So thank a veteran, salute them, shake their hand, do something that day to make sure that they know that you really appreciate that. A lot of the things that we have here have to do with stuff like that. But we're also now starting to see some Christmassy things start up, too. Especially some of the fundraising things that different groups and churches and organizations will do. Because, you know, if you're going to send something anywhere over the holidays, you need to do it really early.
You do.
So, like as an example, Operation Christmas Child is a program that's going on. The folks at the Evangelical Free Church here in Atlantic are coordinating that. And they have, what they're doing is they're doing a box program again this year. It's Samaritan's Purse, the little like shoebox-sized boxes where folks will go out and they'll buy items to put in there for children to send overseas to different African countries. And they have, it's been very successful. They've had thousands of those across the Southwest Iowa region turned in over the last several years. And then a lot of folks will also kick in $7 on top of that, because that's what it costs to ship each box. So it helps with the effort.
Right.
But they have, they're starting now to get that organized so that they can you can get people, children, to get out and start buying some items to put in these boxes. Simple things that folks in these countries can use. It's a good learning lesson for students, for young, especially the children, because they just assume everybody lives the way they do.
Right.
Doesn't work that way.
No.
I was telling the other day, I saw a video a few years ago for this program, Operation Christmas Child, and they had somebody stuffing a box. In fact, I think it was Uncle Cy from Duck Dynasty fame, but he had stuffed a box, and then he brought it in. They said, oh, let's show you all the things that we're going to do, and so he opened it up, and it was like DVDs and CDs, and they're like, well, no, we can't do this, because a lot of these folks don't know what this is. They don't have CD or DVD players. In some cases, they don't have electricity in the first place to even plug something like that in. So you know, you kind of have to think through what you're sending and make sure that they can enjoy that. But they have a number of different opportunities for you to get drop those items off coming up later this month, from the 17th of this month through the 24th of this month. So a solid week, they'll be taking donations at different hours, different days, different times at the E-Free Church at 22nd and Chestnut here in Atlantic. And we'll tell you a little bit more about that as we get a little bit closer. Next weekend, maybe we'll tell you a little bit more about those specific times and days and things. But for right now, I guess suffice it to say that if you want to participate in that program, they have lofty goals again this year. Just get out and start collecting some things. Not really used things. They're looking more for new items, but simple things. You know, you may not buy these things for your child because, you know, maybe our children are more sophisticated these days. They want, you know, high-tech toys
of course,
things.
Yeah.
But for some of these youngsters, a small ball that they can play with.
Oh, sure.
You know, just anything that they can, you know, enjoy. Maybe a bar of soap wrapped up in a baggie in case it melts.
Because, you know,
you never know when shipping. But maybe some hard candies and stuff. Not chocolate because that'll melt, you know, when it's shipped and things. But, you know, simple things. Maybe some jigsaw puzzles. Things like that that they can enjoy. Make their day. Make their year, quite frankly.
Don't necessarily need batteries.
Exactly. Yeah, things that don't need stuff like that. So, yeah, great programs. So, yeah, we're kind of into that season now. I guess my point was we're into that season where we're transitioning from Halloween, and now we've got Veterans Day right around the corner, then Thanksgiving, and then we're already kind of turning toward Christmas. And, boy, the year's going to be gone before we know it. It's just this time of the year, it's just sledding downhill so fast with the calendar. It just happens so quickly. Hey, another event coming up here very soon that's seasonal. That the youngsters can enjoy. The Cass County Pheasants Forever Group, their chapter here in Cass County, is holding a youth pheasant hunt. And that'll be on Sunday, November 16th. Now, it is open to youngsters who are 12 and over. And the reason for 12 and over is because you have to be 12 years old to be able to take the hunter safety training. And you have to have completed that course. You have to be certified that you've completed that. Well, the hunt will take place from 1 to 5 p.m. on Sunday, November 16th. They have a few different locations they'll take the youngsters to. And the participants will be provided either a box of 20-gauge or 12-gauge ammunition. So if they don't have the ammunition, they can be provided that. And if there are youngsters who would like to attend but they don't own a shotgun, well, Pheasants Forever chapter will provide one of those as well, and they'll be able to participate that way too. Now, Tom Herford is the Cass County Pheasants Forever Youth Coordinator. So they do ask that you call ahead. If you have any questions or parents would like to get their youngsters signed up for that, you can call Tom. His number is 712-249-5356. And do that prior to the 14th, coming up this next Friday, so that you can get in on that. Again, that's 712-249-5356. They'll meet in the Atlantic Hy-Vee parking lot at 1 o'clock that afternoon on Sunday the 16th, and then they'll take off from there. So, yeah, they hope to have a nice little bit of turnout. It's always nice to get more youngsters involved. Pheasants Forever isn't just about hunting. It's about conservation and continuing to enhance the habitat for those for pheasants so that you can keep a good population.
Yeah.
So if you want to be involved in that or you want your youngsters to be involved, you can check that out. You know, also we mentioned Veterans Day, too. Boy, I got lots of Veterans Day things here this weekend. Some different events, some dinners and things, and some programs at area schools that are coming up. I don't know. Do you have a lot of those things?
Nope. You must have them all.
I have them all.
Yep.
I have them all. All right. Well, here, let's talk a little bit about some of the dinners and things then first. Some of those things coming up this weekend on Sunday, November 9th, there will be an Honoring Our Veterans breakfast at the Veterans Auditorium in Harlan. That'll be from 7 a.m. until noon, and all are invited to come out and honor the veterans. At 11 o'clock in the morning, they'll have a citation celebrating the 75th anniversary of their local VFW post there, post number 941. It's a free will donation breakfast, scrambled eggs, biscuits and gravy, toast, bacon, milk, orange juice, coffee, and there'll also be a bake sale, too. That's 7 a.m. till noon this Sunday at Veterans Auditorium in Harlan. Everybody is welcome to be a part of that. Also, I have a couple of other veterans activities here in front of me. The Oneida American Legion Post 210 and the Auxiliary will be holding their annual Veterans Day Supper. And that'll be on Tuesday, Veterans Day, November 11th, at the Legion Hall. And there are eight flags that will be dedicated as well. And they're going to have... it's open to folks, so if you want to stop in and enjoy that, you can certainly do that. They mentioned the flags that are going to be dedicated are Michael Norman Leed from Vietnam, Francis Owen Marnin, also a Vietnam veteran, Michael William Melman, a Vietnam veteran, Gary Rex Miller, a Vietnam veteran, Harvey L. Scholl, World War II, Joseph P. Simon, World War II, Norman Larson, World War II, and Jerry Sterling Sorensen, Korean War. So there you go. They'll be doing that as well. Also, another event, another food event for Veterans Day, at the Avoca American Legion Hall, coming up on Tuesday night, November 11th, they will have a Veterans Day pork feed, and that'll be held from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., $8 for adults, $5 for children 6 through 12, and under 6 can eat free. All veterans and American Legion Women's Auxiliary members are free as well. That's compliments of Mid-States Bank in Avoca. They're picking up the tab for that. So again, that's $8 adults, $5 for children 6 to 12, under 6 are free, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. this Tuesday, November 11th. That's the Veterans Day pork feed, and that'll be held at the Avoca American Legion Hall. Everyone is welcome to attend. You know, some schools around the area have veterans programs as well. Griswold has had a veterans program for a long time that they do that evening, so they'll have a lot of activities there too, and all veterans and community members are always invited to attend. And I see the Atlantic Middle School will have an event to honor veterans as well. It'll be at 2 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon, November 11th, at the Middle School Auditorium in Atlantic, and middle school students have invited their family and friends who have served or are presently on active duty in the military to join them for the program, and they will have an informational or an informal coffee for all veterans, past and present, in the Media Center at 1 o'clock that afternoon. Now, Linda Heminger will be the guest speaker. She's got more than 30 years of experience in health care. She's a wife, mother of three daughters, and she's also served in the Air Force since 1976. She served as a unit commander, chief nurse, staff development officer, flight nurse, family practice nurse practitioner, intensive care nurse, and obstetrical clinical nurse, and she was promoted in 2006 to Major General. And Heminger has held all kinds of positions, including Deputy Joint Staff Surgeon and Director, Joint Reserve Medical Readiness Operations and Affairs, Logistics Directorate, Health Service Support Division, and Joint Staff at the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. So have a chance to come out and enjoy that. There'll be some more as part of that program, too. The Boy and Girl Scouts will be involved, some local veterans. There'll be some singing and all kinds of good stuff. They hope you come out and enjoy that. Again, that's Tuesday, November 11th, 2 o'clock at the Atlantic Middle School Auditorium. So lots of Veterans Day type activities going on. And then we're just touching the surface. Yeah. There are more things going on in different locations, too. You can check those out. So with the veterans activities here behind us, I guess, for what we had in front of us, do you want to dive in and do some other things here?
Okay. St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca, they're having their fall dinner and bake sale. It's November 9th from 11 to 1:30. They'll be serving Estelle's chicken and mashed potatoes along with homegrown sweet corn, homemade salads, and desserts. Again, it's St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca, their fall dinner and bake sale on November 9th from 11 to 1:30. If you haven't gotten your predictions in for the Trumpeter Swan Contest, there is still time. You have until November 11th. You can call in your prediction to the Conservation Board, and if they're not in, you can just leave them a message with your prediction. They'll only allow one prediction, so if somebody calls in and predicts November 25th, no one else will be allowed to predict that arrival date. They do ask you have it in by November 11th, and one prediction per family, please, and it's only for Cass County residents. And the winners will receive a Trumpeter Swan 8x10 print from the Cass County Conservation Board. So get your Trumpeter Swan contest predictions in by November 11th, and you can call the Conservation Board at 769-2372. The Adair Knights of Columbus will be holding their pancake breakfast on November 9th from 7:30 to 10:30 a.m., and that will be held at St. John's Catholic Church in Adair, and they're just asking for a free will offering, and the whole public is invited to attend. It's the Adair Knights of Columbus pancake breakfast November 9th from 7:30 to 10:30 a.m., and that will be held at St. John's Catholic Church in Adair. Exira Mason's annual Veterans Day breakfast will be held on November 9th from 8:30 to 12:30 at the Brayton Town Hall, and they'll be serving all-you-can-eat menu of pancakes, eggs, sausage, French toast, juice, and coffee for a free will donation, and proceeds from that will go to the Brayton, Exira, and Elkhorn Legion Post. So it's the Exira Mason's annual Veterans Day breakfast on November 9th from 8:30 to 12:30, and that's at the Brayton Town Hall. The Griswold Community High School Music Department will be performing the musical comedy Vaudeville Follies on November 9th at 2 p.m. Tickets go on sale and are available at the Griswold High School office, and there is reserved seating suggested, but there will also be tickets available at the door for any remaining seats. So you can catch the musical comedy Vaudeville Follies in Griswold at the auditorium, and that's on November 9th at 2 p.m. The Messina Methodist Annual Dinner and Bazaar will be held on November 9th from 11 to 1. They're serving all sorts of things. They have pork loin with dressing, beef and noodles, complete with mashed potatoes, salads, rolls, green beans, and a pie, and that's all for a frugal offering. They'll also have a bake sale that starts at 10:30, and then they'll have a bazaar auction that begins at 1:30. They do have carryouts available. You can call 712-779-2270, and they are handicap accessible. So it's the Messina Methodist Annual Dinner and Bazaar, November 9th from 11 to 1. At the Cam High School, their music department is presenting the musical Oklahoma at the Cam High School in Oneida on a Saturday, November 8th and Sunday, November 9th. The show starts at 7 p.m. and tickets are being sold at the Cam High School offices and in Messina and Oneida for $7. Otherwise, they're $8 at the door. So this asks you to come out and help support the Cam Music Department with their presentation of the musical Oklahoma. The Atlantic Knights of Columbus Breakfast will be held on November 9th from 11:30 to 12:30 at Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Parish Center in Atlantic. Breakfast includes pancakes and scrambled eggs, French toast, sausage patties, coffee, juice, white and chocolate milk. Free will offering will be collected for the breakfast, and then proceeds from that, all proceeds, will go to support various Knights of Columbus charitable projects, and everyone is invited and welcome to attend. The Atlantic Knights of Columbus Breakfast, November 9th from 11:30 to 12:30, and that's at Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Parish Center here in Atlantic. Just a reminder, the Atlantic City's clerk's office will be closed on Tuesday, November 11th in observance of Veterans Day. Red Cross Blood Drive is coming up in Elkhorn on November 12th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Exira EHK schools. You can call Cindy Boyson at 764-4606 to schedule your appointment. You can also go online and just search for sponsor code 9846. So it's a Red Cross blood drive in Elkhorn, November 12th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that's at the Exira EHK school. Also in Harlan, Red Cross blood drive on November 13th from 11:30 to 5:30, and that's at the Veterans Memorial Building. Ottoman Recreation Center presents Dueling Pianos by 176 Keys Fun Pianos on November 14th. That is from 7 to 10:30 p.m. at St. Patrick's Parish Center. They'll have some appetizers from 7 to 8:30, and then the pianos will begin at 8:30 and go to 10:30 p.m. You can enjoy an evening of fun to help the Audubon Recreation Center raise the needed funds for their rec center. Tickets are $35 per individual or $60 per couples, and you can get those at the AMVC, Landman's, Audubon Family Chiropractic, or through any ARC board member. Seating is limited, and tickets are only going to be sold to the first 250 people. So then all tips generated during the show will be donated to the Audubon Recreation Foundation. So you can go catch the Dueling Pianos by 176 Keys Fun Pianos on November 14th from 7 to 10:30 p.m. at St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon. Over in Minden, the United Church of Christ Dinner and Sale will be held on November 16th at the Minden Community Hall. That's going on from 11 to 1, and their menu includes turkey along with mashed potatoes and gravy, stuffing, corn, rolls, and desserts, all for a free will offering. Then they'll have an auction that begins at 12:30, and everyone is welcome to attend. Just a few more blood drives we have in Atlantic on November 20th from noon to 6 at the Atlantic Catholic Parish Center. You can call Diane Eblin at 249-8832 to schedule your appointment, or the sponsor code for that online is 9370. Also in Atlantic on November 20th is at Molly from noon to 4. You can call Jerry Holtgren at 243-5060, or the sponsor code is 91233. So we have two blood drives in Atlantic, one at the Atlantic Catholic Parish Center from noon to 6, and then at Molly from noon to 4. An Appleskiver and Sausage Supper will be held on November 20th at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. They're serving from 4 to 7. You can call and carry out orders. They do have a 2-dozen limit until 6, and then there's also a quilt raffle and bake sale that will be held. So you can get your Appleskivers and Sausage on November 20th at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca from 4 to 7.
All right, lots of stuff there. Got plenty more, too, but let's take a quick break. Refresh ourselves a little bit.
Sounds good.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back right after this.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cache County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, some more things to share with you too. This Sunday, the Casey United Methodist Church, they're having their annual Fall Harvest Bazaar dinner and auction. That's this Sunday, November 9th at the Casey United Methodist Church. The bazaar at 10:30, dinner from 11 to 1, auction starts at 1 o'clock. Now, the dinner menu includes pork loin, mashed potatoes and gravy, vegetables, salad, roll, and pie. Carryouts are available. $8.50 for adults, children under 12 are $4.50, and preschoolers eat free. And Doug Wiedemeyer will be the auctioneer for that event coming up this Sunday, November 9th. Also, some other activities coming up here this weekend. St. Mary's Fall Festival at the St. Mary's Parish Hall in Portsmouth will be held this Sunday from 9:30 to 3. It's a craft and vendor fair. There'll be homemade rolls, homemade chili and chicken noodle soups, plus sandwiches and desserts served all day or until they're gone. So I guess get there early. 50-cent admission.
Jeez.
Yeah, when was the last time you heard anything for 50 yeah. cents? 50 cents admission, hourly door prizes, random surprise drawings, there'll be raffle items. Crafters and vendors will be selling all kinds of items, so maybe a chance to get started on some of that Christmas shopping already. There you go. So again, that's this Sunday, November 9th, 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the St. Mary's Parish Hall in Portsmouth. Also, the Walnut Peace United Church of Christ is having its annual fall dinner this Sunday, November 9th, from 11:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the Peace United Church of Christ on North Street in Walnut. They'll be serving a pork loin dinner. Adults, $8. Children, 6 to 10 are $3, and ages 5 and under are free. Now, all carryouts will be 9 o'clock, and you can just call the church for those carryout orders. Again, that's this Sunday, November 9th, 11:30 to 1. That's the Walnut Peace United Church of Christ annual fall dinner at the church in Walnut. So lots of things going on there. Also, coming up here this next week, actually, it's a couple of straight weeks it's coming up. On November 10th is the deadline to register. That's Monday. But this is a program that will be held twice, on November 12th and again on November 19th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. each evening at the Audubon County Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Office. Ruth Freeman, who's a Family Finance Human Sciences Specialist for ISU, will be putting together this program focusing on retirement, and it's the financial aspects of retirement. They'll talk a little bit about picturing your future on November 12th and follow that up with about writing your retirement paycheck on November 19th. There is a $15 fee for that, and you can call the Extension office at 712-563-4239 in Audubon if you'd like to register for that. And again, that registration deadline is this Monday, November 10th. Also, not too far down the road, they're having an opportunity once again to be involved in the Iowa Pride Challenge down in Griswold. The last few years, they've been very successful, having some of the best programs for fundraising in the state in the Iowa Pride Challenge. And the girls' basketball team in Griswold and their coach, Jeff Coink, helping to coordinate this. But this year, they're going to do something to help a local child. Marcus Palmer is a 2-year-old from Griswold. He was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when he was 18 months old. Marcus has been in and out of the hospital many times at such a young age. And type 1 diabetes is usually diagnosed in children and young adults and was previously known as juvenile diabetes. Only about 5% of people with diabetes have this form of the disease. In type 1 diabetes, the body doesn't produce insulin. So insulin, of course, is a hormone that's needed to convert sugar and starches and other foods into energy that we need for our daily lives. So this year's Iowa Pride Challenge, Griswold is conducting a service project that they're titling Hoops for Hounds, a Fight Against Type 1 Diabetes. The Iowa Pride Challenge is a statewide initiative to get students more involved in their communities. And Griswold's participated the last 2 years in this program, winning awards for their projects both years. They had the state's top award last year for their project. This year, their Modern Issues class and the girls' hoops team are working to raise money for Marcus Palmer to get a diabetic alert dog. Because Marcus is so young, he's too young to know when his blood sugar is too low or too high. Well, a diabetic alert dog can alert his parents. And the dog can be purchased through Heads Up Hounds, which is an organization out of Omaha that trains rescue dogs to become service dogs. So it keeps the cost down, too, since they're using rescue dogs. So they're going to do fundraising events the week of November 17th through the 21st at the Griswold Schools. And then it will conclude with a Pride Challenge game on Friday. It'll be Griswold hosting Stanton in a girls' JV varsity doubleheader at 6 o'clock. And they'll have T-shirts and bracelets on sale at the Griswold High School office, too, if you'd like to learn more about how to help support that effort financially. So it's nice the kids are getting on board to help another local child. That's a nice little project. You have any birthdays over there you'd like to share with us?
I don't.
You don't?
No.
And I don't have any anniversaries here either. No babies?
Slow month. No babies.
No babies. Well, how about your kids? Are they doing okay?
They're doing okay. Been a little sick kind of here and there.
Too much candy?
You would think.
Not so much, huh?
Yeah. You should see Brianna's eyes light up if you pull out a piece of candy. She's just, oh, yeah, hurry and get it unwrapped. Give it to me, you know. And Wyatt, one more, please. Just one more.
Good Halloween.
He's a bargainer, yeah.
A bargainer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call that. Hey, congratulations to our friends up at the Danish Windmill, one of our favorite local tourist attractions. Apparently, it's a favorite of a lot of folks because the Danish Windmill in Elkhorn has been named the Outstanding Tourism Attraction of the Year for 2014. The Iowa Tourism Office and the Travel Federation of Iowa gave out 24 awards recognizing excellence in the tourism industry at their conference held in Council Bluffs. And the award category is, it honors an attraction that shows overall excellence in supporting and growing tourism in Iowa over the last year. So congratulations to the folks, Lisa Riggs and her staff up at the Danish Windmill in Elkhorn, as they get an opportunity to be recognized for a lot of the things that they are doing. I think a lot of folks understand and know the story of the windmill by now around these parts, so we're not going to get into all those details, but it's a pretty good deal. You know, tourism in Iowa is a pretty big business. It's almost $8 billion in expenditures each year are generated from the tourism industry, and about 65,000 plus jobs statewide are folks are involved in the statewide tourism industry, and there's a lot of tax money that's generated through tourism as well. And of course, the Danish Windmill, a big part of that too. We'll be talking more about the Danish Windmill and all things Danish here pretty soon.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I guess we're tying this all together. Remember up front we talked about how we're transitioning from the seasons. We've got Halloween behind us and Veterans Day and then Thanksgiving and then we turn into Christmas. Well, around Thanksgiving every year, things turn to Christmas up in the Danish villages as they celebrate the beginning of the Christmas season with Yule Fest. And they'll have that coming up November 28th and 29th with all kinds of good stuff. I bet that's some of the places you go, they just smell so good.
Oh, I bet.
You know, warm drinks.
Got the candles and everything going.
Foods. Yeah. You know, it's just this, the smells of that time of the season. You know, even just wreaths and fir trees, you know, Christmas-type trees when they're freshly cut.
Yeah.
Ah, you just smell that. It just smells good that time of the year. So, yeah, we'll be talking about that as we get a little bit closer, too. This will be the 36th year for Yule Fest in the Danish villages of Elkhorn and Kimbleton. So we'll talk more about that here in the coming weeks as we get a little bit closer. So, yeah, it all ties together at the end of the day. So I hope you're enjoying whatever holiday you're celebrating. Hopefully all the good ones here, including Veterans Day this Tuesday. Don't forget that.
No.
And, of course, Thanksgiving. Always a fun holiday. Always a fun holiday. If you like food, it's a fun holiday.
Yes.
You know, it's actually one of my favorite holidays traditionally because you don't have all the pressure and stress of gift exchanging and stuff like that. It's just family getting together, friends getting together and enjoying good food and some conversation and, you know, probably some football.
Yeah, a little football here.
Probably a little football, yeah. So hope you get a chance to enjoy all those things. Hey, that's all the time we have for you here this week, and thanks for joining us, as always. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.